Hello, this is Lillian.
And this is Barbara.
So this podcast is going to be about life, mainly.
Life as we've seen it, life as we are seeing it, and life as we hope to see it.
We are going to talk about things we've experienced.
Those ones that are just strange.
Yeah.
Those ones that we're afraid to talk about, and we hope you join us on this ride. Oh, really?
Yeah, you're getting it.
Oh my god.
We can play. So that song, you played it for me. I remember so clearly.
Oh my god, I'm so shocked you remember. We've listened to Adele.
I'm so shocked you remember. Oh my god, I don't know why it's only playing.
Okay, give me what they call die. Lillian, have manners. Lillian, I'm not joking. So it means yeah, I can play anything.
A black thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Card. We can play. Boy.
God.
Ah! Give me hands. I've cut. Oh my god, what if you've won?
I had four initially.
And what's the J? J is what?
How many do you count it to be?
I don't know, tell me.
Are you one of those people that do the whole, all letters are 10, or you come from K13, Q12, J11? Which one do you usually take?
I've actually never known how to count cards.
Okay, my way is to make the letters each its own number.
So what's J?
J is 11.
J is 11 and 4 is 4.
4 is 4.
So you have
15.
I have 10. So it means I won 2 games.
But if you had cut initially,
uh-huh.
I had a 4.
Who was going to make that mistake?
But when I picked, you know, and now imagine this was a 5, so I'd still have to, I'd have to cut you less points.
I've actually gotten you this time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as we start this podo. Isn't it funny that it's called podo?
You're the only one big enough to say podo.
Alright. Anyway, that's right. I want this thing to be here so that we can all get access to it. Okay. So now, do you remember that time when I was coming to meet? Was I coming to meet you? Yeah, that time when I was coming to meet you for us to go to the village,
mm-hmm.
I entered a taxi, and you know the third seat from the part where the conductor sits, then the next set, then now the third set.
Mm-hmm.
The third set had the chair had been broken to the extent that it was leaning backwards. I looked, I was like, this is no, I just sat next to it. Like, this seat was literally, it was down. it was down. What do you want?
No,
that seat was down, then I just sat next to it, and I was like praying for the person who was going to come and do what? God, I was praying for the person who was going to come who was going to come and sit there. And eventually someone came. It was some girl, Bambi. She sat there. I think it was from
very unsuspecting and innocent.
She sat there from I was stopping at Chirika. So from Chalwanjan up to Chirika, and I was just like, God. And behind me, there were some boys who are also talking about the whole situation. And then one of them I had was giving some story. There was a point he was in a taxi and it was raining so badly. The roof just directly in front of him was leaking.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
Imagine that. But okay, maybe the experience I had was one of those days I used to go to work in Bugolobi.
Mm-hmm.
This particular, and it used to rain a lot in the mornings during.
Yeah, I remember that time.
Like it would rain all the time in the morning and then it would stop at like 11 when you're supposed to be in office at like 9.
Yeah.
So this particular taxi, it did not have, the glass in that window was not there.
Oh my
in the
God.
Back seat. And you know how you can't sit in these middle ones when the back seat is empty?
Yeah.
And even if you sit in the middle ones and someone is coming, you have to get out and the rain hits you.
Yeah.
And they enter and you come back in.
Yeah.
So it was a bit stupid. So I went and sat in the back and there was no glass in the window. And it rained that morning. And I actually got wet the whole entire journey until I got out. It was so bad.
But I hate when it rains and I'm using public means.
You go.
It's the worst. Spend. It's really the worst. Mm. God, I don't have spends. Pee-pee.
And then there is...
More pee-pee. Uh-huh.
You remember like the time when we were coming from... I don't know if it was last week when I was going for the interview and then you were supposed to come out from Jerica.
Yeah.
Remember that time? Do you remember where I sat?
When? Where?
I sat exactly next to the conductor. So I was like...
Yes! You are still trying to engage me in your conversation, guy. It was just the awkwardest position in the entire world.
Chill the conversation, but on that seat you visited, when us on the...
Yes!
Seat,
it's the most uncomfortable.
It's so bad.
And do you remember that time when we were going to your village and then the next taxi... I've picked the next taxi that was taking us from... I think it was the Iganga taxi, where we got it over from Jinja. No, from some part of Iganga, and then it was a long journey. And then I sat the third set of seats, and I sat there, and the conductor's bum was all over my face for like freaking 30 minutes.
Oh my God, I remember that time I felt like I need to apologize to this chick.
Yeah, chick. Do you know?
Oh my God. We were seated four in the seat I was on,
mm-hmm.
but I was comfortable.
Yeah.
But we were four. I was comfortable though.
Mm.
The next thing that I saw was Sophie was sitting with someone else. So they were four. Even you had to sit in front. Nga, you were four. And but then the conductor has to sit as well. I was like, shit.
Chick, my phone was in my bag. So me trying to remove my bag, I had to caress this guy's butt. God. It was such
and
a
fixed position. And I remember the man kept saying there are people coming out, Nenga, it's just, his chin was just like lateral. It was just flying flat on people's.
I know.
It was so bad.
By the way, it was so bad. And it was quite the journey. It was so long.
It was so long. And if it had been comfortable, watch it, but it was horrible.
Mm.
It was just so horrible.
You've played that? By the way, my attention is going to be, I can't multitask. So if you're to beat me at this game, that I'll be okay with that.
But then also I've just remembered this point on the, you know that Kapacha is supposed to lean. Sometimes in the corridor seats, that may not be.
You cheek, that thing makes you take care of your posture.
I hate it so much.
And I think one thing about those corridor seats is it disturbs me who has long legs. Now, sometimes when I can sit like behind the last seat near the window, then the person in the next, like they lean so bad, like they lean so much,
yeah.
And it affects my knees so much, and I constantly have to like push them like, sir. Please.
Oh my God.
It's so uncomfortable. I hate it so much.
But then the other seats as well, your legs can't fit.
now there are some taxis where that's just a myth.
Oh my god.
And I faced that a lot when I used to thingy. When I used to go to, when I was still at school, eh? It was so uncomfortable. Have you just freaking cut?
Mm.
God, let me wash my god dishes. Actually, what are your favorite seats?
I think
a normal taxi.
In a normal taxi, my favorite seat.
Yeah.
Is the seat exactly next to the driver.
Oh, the middle one?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you don't give me much hassle when we sit. Now my favorite one is the one just next to the window. On the driver's side.
Like
I love it so much.
I prefer the one in the middle.
And sometimes I can get so petty. Like, you know, when I'm the first one there, then I take that seat and no one is in the middle. Then someone comes to open and they expect me to move over. I'm like, no, even if it's raining, I'll get out for you.
That's
to go.
So petty.
I know, but I just hate it. My worst one, of course, is near the conductor. And also the middle one at the back.
The worst one is the one of near the conductor, like that
one.
Oh,
that one. Ah. Also, one thing that I used to face that I hated was, you know when you are in a hurry, and you cannot stand being delayed, like... Let us try and hurry. I know taxis stop every after 2 microseconds, but let's stop for a reason.
Yeah.
Now, you know when the taxi stops, let's say, at the road, and there's Samaram Road where guys usually walk to get to come. So now the taxi can stop there. And then the conductor is like,
guy is on the top of the hill and he has to slope.
And then when he comes, the guy looks at us like, what's up? Because I'm just going here to buy some bread. And you're like, we wasted 50 days, sir.
Yeah.
Do you know, that thing annoys me, chicken. Sometimes I be like, God.
But me, they also ever waited for me. I thought they were there on things, kumbe they were waiting for me. And I was just like, I'm not going. And they had been there for some time.
Now, people in the taxi would want to kill you, you chick. Because the anger we have, eh? Waiting for someone who is so freaking slow. Oh, God. And then also the constant stopping for people who don't even want to go, eh?
I know.
God, like, let's stop this shit. It's so annoying. Oh my God, there is this time. There is this time when... You know that seat that you've declared you love? I was still like in my final years in Mook. And I used to get the taxis at the main gate that go up to park. Then I get a bus or sometimes a taxi back home. Now this particular taxi, you chick, I went and sat in that seat that you like. Eh? And you know how taxis don't usually have like the rosary at that front mirror and stuff like that? They usually have like funny things like akadol or maybe... If it's like a Muslim taxi, there's that thing.
That looks like a rosary.
Mm-hmm. You check this taxi. Have you seen the ball that is used in the Premier League?
That's how big
that ball was, and it was hanging in that mirror. You check. I was like, what's wrong? Like, what's happening? Where did I go wrong today? You check.
Oh my God.
That ball bounced on my forehead. Like, it was just bouncing my forehead, like, constantly in the whole journey. You check. I'd never seen anything so ghetto. I've picked. Like, stop giving me your threes, Lillian.
Check, it's inevitable because I got nah.
And all I have are just stupid reds. Are your points done?
My point, let me see. Yeah.
For real, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
No, you chick.
What?
You chick, I feel like I have a lot of stories. You know, we can even stretch to safe borders because I have a lot to say about safe borders too.
Safe borders
okay, it's not about wronging sometimes, but there's a way safe borders take that safety thing too far for me. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, of course, that point where there's the lights, then you're in a hurry, like you're about to miss this movie, or you told this person, I'm going to be there at 8, no, maybe 6, and it's like 5:59, and then the lights stop, and the safe border stops with their cars, because that's their job, like they cannot rush you, they are safe borders. I hate it. You know, you just stay there waiting, and you see these normal borders just waving past you, like,
today, we waited at the lights after main gate.
Uh-huh.
Those lights, we stayed there for like a whole 3 minutes, and there was absolutely no car moving,
yes,
anywhere.
God.
And by then, everyone would come at, because there was no car coming from the other side for all those 3 minutes. No car actually passed, but we were there like.
Yeah, because you have to be kept safe. It's so frustrating sometimes.
And I was late even.
And also, one thing I noticed about safe borders is like they're a bit extra. Eh? Now, you know, like, what's up with you and this card? Jesus Christ. You know, like, when...
It should be black.
Oh, sorry. You see, I'm getting so confused already because I can't multitask. You know when you're coming with your safe border, mm-hmm, on a road, and that road also is connected to another road that's going maybe up, and there's a car that's waiting, like, looking sideways for you to join. You chick, a safe border will hoot at that kanga. We are 50 days away from it. And you're like, that dude has seen you.
But still, that there is them thinking they have to be the heroes all the time. Anytime someone wants to cross, it is him that stops. Like, everyone has been bypassing this girl, but the safe border kanga is like, madam, please pass. Or you can even find sometimes when you're finding, like, there is another road intersecting the one you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there is a car coming. But the cars will be passing, even the other person is still far, but the safe border will be like, it is me that's going to be your savior. They reach and literally wait for it to reach the road and goes. They're so annoying.
Good. And also, one thing that I hate, you know, I use AfriSell, so it means I don't get to be called by safe borders like you guys do.
Wait,
it's me who has to get, yeah, it's me who has to get into my own pocket to call a safe border. Because, like, how will someone from MTN call me, right? Mm-hmm. So now, there was this time when I was so frustrated. The day had been so hectic, and I was at Mutasa Kafero, and I needed a safe border to take me back home. I needed a safe border to take me back home, like, ASAP. So I called safe borders. At the end of those calls, I'd used like 2,000 airtime. When I called one, do you know when, let's say I call a safe border and I'm in the city. And then when I ask where he's at, he tells me he's in Mubende. And I'm like, so why did you freaking accept like to come and pick me? Do you know, they can accept to come and pick you, but they are so freaking far, and you're like, what's up? Honestly, like,
why would they give you someone so far?
I don't know.
Usually when you cancel the previous thingy, yeah, they can do that. They can give you someone who's farther away.
Then there was this time when I was overwhere. I was so far from Tinder, then some just stupid safe border picked up and was like, I'm here near Capital Shoppers at Tinder. God. I tell you, cannot abuse them.
But me today what happened was...
Card, by the way.
Man, finish.
No, I can't.
Oh, thank God. We are going to go.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
Happily in love.
Hey, just please forgive me.
Yeah, today I got a safe border from City Square to Chikoni.
Mm-hmm.
But that journey... After I ended it, I met the people I had to meet. Time for coming back. Over my location didn't change itself. I do not know.
Yeah.
But every safe border I was calling, mm-hmm, was telling me they were at City Square.
And you were in Chikoni.
And I'm in Chikoni. There were three of them. So After that, I'm like, let me just go and pair with someone. So I move out and start going to some other guy.
Uh-huh.
He, because like, I was far from him, so but then I put up my hand, and he also put up his hand, meaning like, you know, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
So I started moving to him. I moved, he was like, far. So when I reached him, I told him, I went back to town. No, at the time I was going to Wandegea, I was like, I'm going to Wandegea.
Yeah.
This man is like, wanundavi ogenda gundi. So I was like, you're waiting for someone. He's like, mbade manye.
What?
And I looked at a distance to come to him. But anyway, now I also had to leave that one and look even further ahead and have to pair with someone.
Oh my God, that must have been so frustrating. So frustrating. But of course, you've experienced like the theft part of taxis, right?
Yeah.
Like, why do I don't know.
Because this time I was with Devin and someone came, like, they came for the phone. They even touched it. But God, I do not know how she survived. She managed to react so fast and kind of start jumping. This is like,
oh my God.
So, like, but the guy managed to leave. Like, we didn't even see his face. He, like, went in between cars and left. But he actually touched her phone. And she had just bought it, like, the previous day.
Mm.
Which was Arch S7 Edge.
Mm.
It was one of those edges that were new, like, at this time last year. Yeah. She had bought it, like, today. And the following day that happened.
I want to tell you a story, but it's very sad, but it was also very funny when you just think about it. It was my sister Esther.
Uh-huh.
Now, Esther's phone had gotten, I think, stolen. And this chick saved for almost 3 months. She was saving. She saved. And then she finally, of course, she got like some little top up, but she had saved it like a lot. Then she goes to buy what? I think it was a Tecno. She goes and gets her Tecno. Then the next day in the morning, she's going to school. She gets up, gets her shit, and gets out. And then after 30 minutes, Esther comes back and is checking everywhere for her phone. The taxi guys had stolen that phone. You know, everyone was in shock. And I was like, how can someone sell for this long? They get their phone, and the next day their phone is freaking stolen. Chick, I don't know what I would do. I would go into the deepest shock.
How are they stolen it?
I don't even know. I don't know. Because she kept on saying I was near. She was seated at the front. Okay, that story, I don't remember that story very well, but she was at the front, and then she got to agenda because she was going to stop there, then get the shortcut, go to the bypass and stuff. But when she reaches the next taxi, nothing is in there. And I was like, God, that's some sad shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But also me, I have a phone that was stolen when it was like a month old.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was actually, like, those days when me and Mandy had just started getting serious.
Mm.
He bought me a phone.
Oh yeah, he told me about that phone. He bought me
a phone, but then sometime we were together. But the good thing is they stole it when we were together.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was holding my phone and his, like, yeah. Here, and someone came and picked, like, they used energy. I just saw things. I was like, what just happened? He was like, they've taken a phone from me. I was like, wait, what? I didn't even notice. So I checked down and there's mm-hmm. one phone. Then I was like, there's one which has fallen here. Then I was like, I pray it was mine. To look, it was his. And he was like, oh, thank God, at least yours is replaceable. Mine isn't.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like, there's that phone that this, and it was like 1 month.
So intense.
And there is also a phone they stole from me in Nairobi.
Oh! I remember that story, but very blurrily.
We were from playing games, and like on the last day of playing those games.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just realized at a point, like, I just checked in my pocket and it wasn't there.
Oh my God.
It was a Samsung G5. It was so nice.
Sorry.
But oh well, that when I left it in Nairobi, it had all my pictures of like a whole week.
I think one of my deepest fears is getting into a taxi with like bad thugs, like really, you know, like that kind who can harm you or hurt you. And I remember one time I might have gotten into it because my instincts were all over the place. They were like, oh, something was up. I'd gotten a taxi from, I think Boise. Yeah, Boise, and I was going to Mook. And you check, that atmosphere just felt so wrong. The people even looked lethal. And there I was seated saying, maybe not. And I was the only lady. Because I always take care to like see if I'm the only lady going into a taxi. If I am the only one, then I will get out because that shit shady. And I think after just 2 minutes into it, I decided to get out. I got out, then I told my sister. I was texting her, then I told her the story. And then she told my mom. And then sometime we were having a family meeting, then mom dropped in that story and she made it seem like Barbara even never tells people where she's going. Now imagine this one time. Now she tells my dad. And I was like, you chick, it was daytime. I was going to school. By the way, she used that story against me. And I was like, never again. I'm not telling this lady shit. But for real, getting into such a situation, I would not want, because it's just scary.
Another very bad taxi situation is when there is no conductor and you end up sitting like
that. And then you become the conductor. Chick, have you ever gone through that shit? There was a time when I became a real conductor now. Like, people were asking me, where are we stopping? I'm saying we are stopping in Namugongo. And I was closing, opening. Jesus, and passing the money to the driver when someone was very far. I'm never, like, nowadays when I see I'm getting into that situation, I go behind. The person who is going to deal with that shit is the one who's
and
next
there. There was this time when I was the last person to enter, and that was the seat. So it was seat, close. People started getting out. I was coming from Bugolobi to park.
Yeah.
Like, hence where the taxi was ending.
Oh my God.
I closed, opened, closed, opened, closed, opened. Then, when we reached like City Square, not City Square, Ginger Road, those
yeah.
lights.
Yeah.
Mm. The conductor, the driver was shouting. Over, he was shouting, Cairo Bank Park. Then, like, he told me, Bagamba, Cairo Bank Park. So I had to say, Cairo Bank Park. Now that one felt like, oh my God, I was... People would get out and then at a point someone would say they're coming out and the man is like not hearing, and then I'll be like Avayo.
Okay, she became a full conductor.
This is a full-fledged conductor, and I was ending in park, so I went until where the guy was like stopping. But then the good thing is I told him, $1,000, yeah. So I paid $500. And he didn't even argue with this, he was just like,
let me see. There's something that I wanted to add. Oh my God, have I told you of this time? Eh? When I got into like some taxi police chase. Like the police was chasing the taxi that I was in.
Oh, because they had like frauded somewhere.
No, they had sort of knocked actually a small truck in front, and then the man was not stopping. You cheek. It was like some Bond movie, eh? But of course the African version. Do you know
why you're hitting bottles and the car is so old?
Yeah. So do you know they chased after us, and then this dude took that route of speak apartments that So now we were headed into Kololo. And so we're driving so fast. And then the police had already alerted the next policeman, because we met the next policeman. And then we got out. But you cheek, while we're getting out, the driver opened the door and ran. Everyone was in shock. Like, we saw the driver run out. Like, he ran for his safety and disappeared. And then...
And the car?
Like, they left that... By the way, stayed there in shock inside the taxi. And while the driver was running, the conductor also disappeared in thin air. We didn't even know what had happened to him. But thank God we had not paid. And so, we just stayed there in the taxi. People didn't know what to do. And then the policeman was like, you guys just get out and continue your days. Because I think it was a long distance from that place to like the next taxi stage. I was like, God.
That's so funny. It's and his car, why would he leave his car since he had
it? I think he wasn't even the... Because it's not like he's the owner of the car. But you cheek. I've seen a lot of stuff with public transport, and it's just amazing.
Let's go and see my status.
Why are you dying? But Lucy, I think Lucy has stopped public transport stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because Lucy has ever gotten into a trailer.